The master said, "It is virtuous manners which constitute the excellence of a neighborhood. If a man, in selecting a residence, do not fix on one where such prevail, how can he be wise?" The master said, "Those who are without virtue cannot abide long either in a condition of poverty and hardship or in a condition of enjoyment. The virtuous rest in virtue, the wise desire virtue." The master said, "It is only the truly virtuous man who can love or who can hate others." The master said, "If the will be set on virtue, there will be no practice of wickedness." The master said, "Riches and honors are what men desire. If it cannot be obtained in the proper way, they should not be held. Poverty and meanness are what men dislike. If it cannot be avoided in the proper way, they should not be avoided. If a superior man abandon virtue, how can he fulfill the requirements of that name? The superior man does not, even for the space of a single meal, act contrary to virtue. In moments of haste, he cleaves to it. In seasons of danger, he cleaves to it."